So this is going to be a fairly geeky little audio post, even for me. But for the three of you who listen to these things, and the one of you who's into nerdy stuff, here you go. I've discovered a couple of new apps recently, mostly because I've been listening to more and more podcasts. A couple of fairly prodigious web bloggers have recently started producing podcasts, and I've myself started to produce a podcast, so I've got my feet in the podcast waters, and I've been listening to some more of them. And one of the apps that I discovered is called Instacast, and it's an iPhone app that does a much better job of managing podcasts than the iPod app that comes with the iPhone or the iPod Touch. And essentially what Instacast does when you download it, I think it's $1.99, and when you download it and install it, the very first thing it does, it looks into your iPod app and finds all the podcasts and subscribes to those podcasts inside Instacast. And then once you subscribe to a podcast, you can download those podcast episodes as they're released new directly over the air to the iPhone or to the iPod Touch, so that you don't have to sync with your computer's iTunes music library after you've downloaded podcasts in order to get them onto your iPhone. And that's huge for me because I listen to podcasts pretty much exclusively when I drive, and I listen to them on my iPhone, and I rarely sync my iPhone. I charge it all the time, but I rarely sync it. So Instacast is awesome because it gets those podcasts right to my phone. And even if you don't want to download them, you don't want to have maybe a podcast episodes taking up storage space on your device, you could stream them live, and it even remembers where you are in the live streamed podcast, which is great. So that's great for me doubly because I had noticed recently that my phone had started to slow down as I filled up the memory to capacity. So the fact that I could free up some space on the phone's flash memory storage, I'm sure, has helped it. Now it's running a little faster. So I love Instacast. But it occurs to me, you know, I've got the unlimited data plan back from the old and golden days of the iPhone. I got the original AT&T unlimited data plan, which isn't really unlimited, but it's huge. And my wife has an iPhone 4 that she just got a couple months ago, and she's got the 200 megabyte plan. And she gets close to using up her 200 megabytes every month, but she doesn't use it up. And so now, really, with AT&T, your only choices are 200 megabytes or 2 gigabytes, and that's it. There is no more all-you-could-eat unlimited data plan. So it occurs to me that over-the-air data transmission apps, particularly like Instacast, must suck if you've got a data cap. I watch YouTube videos on my iPhone whenever somebody sends me a link to them, whether it's via RSS or on the web or Twitter or email. Somebody sends me a link to a YouTube video, I watch it. When I'm sitting and bored, if someone, if there's something funny referred to somewhere, I'm going to watch that video. If I'm driving, I'm streaming audio to my Instacast. I'm always using the data without even thinking about it because I pay that monthly bill. That's what it's for. But even that 2 gigabyte capped plan, that's going to become a problem. And I don't know what the fix is, because the best apps in terms of accessing data are ones that, by definition, because they're so good, you want to use them. And if you have to think about how much data you've got left before you can use those apps, that must really curtail how much you can enjoy them. And I don't have an answer. I'm just sort of identifying a problem that never occurred to me until I found Instacast and became a data streaming consumer. So there's my thoughts. If you've got an answer, make a comment and let me know what the fix is.